Welcome back to the Mel Kay Show. My guest today was the first person that I saw out there really, really sounding the alarm on the border. He had an incredible book, Agent Under Fire, that really blew my mind. I had no idea what was going on at the border, being up in New York and looking around. His book really opened my eyes. His partner, unfortunately, was murdered on the border, and he almost lost his life. And instead of going the one way, which a lot of people do after a tragic incident like that, he took the other route, and he became what I call a true American hero, and somebody that has not given up and is still fighting for us and is continuing to work endlessly and tirelessly to help the American people really get our country back. And I am honored to welcome back Victor Avila. Thank you for joining me, sir.
Thank you, Mel. Always great to be back with you.
Thank you. And it is not an exaggeration to say that you were, to me, the first person that was out there saying this is not a border problem. This is an entire country problem, and that everything that was happening at the border when I first spoke to you almost 4 years ago, you said was going to come to every town, every city, rural, everything. And here we are now. So let's talk a little bit about, first, for anyone that might not know you, your background, and then we'll get into, you know, how it's evolved since you've been really blowing the whistle. It's just got spun out of control.
Well, I appreciate those kind words. And yeah, I've been at it for many, many years. I retired as a special agent with Homeland Security Investigations under ICE. Border security is my life. I've worked and lived the border all my entire life in different capacities, not just as an agent, but as a U.S. probation officer, even as a Texas parole officer. But more importantly, when I worked in Mexico and in Europe as a diplomat, really seeing the role that these countries play, because I think it's very important, especially Mexico. And I know we're going to talk a little bit more about that,
right?
Because of the lack of participation on their end. But absolutely, I retired. As you know my story, I was shot three times and survived by the grace of God. My partner was killed in 2011 when we served in Mexico. I know the imminent threat that we face from these cartels, these criminal organizations that I believe they're terrorists, by the way, and should be designated as such. I wrote about it in my book.
Right.
But yes, that ripple effect that is happening from the southern border, all of a sudden now people care because it's at their footsteps, right? Especially in the schooling systems, the healthcare system, and of course, the criminal justice system. I go around the country, ML, speaking to all these police groups, and they tell me, first of all, we have a big problem in this country with crime, right?
Yes.
With the DAs, and nobody wants to prosecute criminals anymore. Well, then you add the illegal immigration and the crime from the cartels, fentanyl, meth, all these things, and the police departments tell me, well, we're still the same number of police officers, and we still have the same budget. That hasn't increased. Everything else has increased, and we're overwhelmed. And who gets the short end of the stick? The U.S. citizen taxpayer does, because for some reason, the other people get off the hook. But if you're a U.S. citizen, law-abiding, they want to restrict your right to carry a gun. They want to do all these restrictions on you, and you're like, wait a minute, I'm just a law-abiding citizen that pays my taxes on time every year. What am I getting? Well, you're getting the worst part and the extreme is a child or someone you know or your own loved one dialed of a fentanyl poisoning,
right?
Or you becoming the victim of the crime for rape or violence or property crime. Your car gets broken into. All these things that people are now realizing, wait a minute, what's going on? Well, it's the southern border.
Yeah.
And we have this issue with the southern border that I just got back, Mel, from Eagle Pass, Texas on Sunday. I was there for 4 days. Veterans for America First, which is Veterans for Trump, endorsed me. And we were all down there. Some other candidates wanted to come, which I always appreciate that candidates from West Virginia, Michigan, Georgia, they want to see you firsthand. And, you know, when I go down there, it's not a photo op. We go down there and get down there and get a real briefing of what is happening every single day. Oh, man, let me tell you, I tell them, I get emotional down there. I get angry. I get confused every time I go down there, and I always learn something new. And then I see the transformation of the people that have never been there, and they start going through the same emotions that I go through. And this is what I share. I said, I'm telling you, this is outrageous.
Yeah.
Our laws are completely ignored. The Border Patrol is no longer the Border Patrol. They have turned them into a different agency of transporters. You know what they're doing, Mel, down there? Not only are they processing the illegals and letting them in the country, they're bringing food to them. They're doing their laundry. outrageous. This is not part of the scope of their duties.
Right.
And 90%, 80 to 90% in some parts of the border, the Border Patrol agents are not even present on the line. They're at doing hospital watch.
Right.
We got a lot of aliens coming in with a lot of health conditions, tuberculosis, cancer, diabetes, and guess what? Or other illnesses or physical wounds, and they go to the hospital. And they need a border agent to watch them while they're there. We actually have, and I confirmed this, HSI, where I used to work, special agents, 600 of them have been deployed to the southern border as what they call TDY, temporary duty. And you think, well, they're going to help down there to secure the border? No, they're there to help the duties that I just mentioned with, especially the transporting of the illegals, the feeding them and doing their laundry and all this. And like, these special agents are supposed to do what I used to do, is actually investigate the crimes of human smuggling, human trafficking, arms trafficking, money laundering, everything related and nexus to the border. But you have taken 600 of them off of their investigative duties to help facilitate the entry of people into the country. It's out of control and upside down and backwards.
Yeah, I'll never forget when you put out, I mean, it's almost 3 years ago now, when you went to the airport and you were watching what they were doing, and they were letting these people get on flights for free.
Oh, yeah.
You're all around the country. You're sitting there like, this is happening. And that was that was a long time ago. It's just exploded. And again, they just passed a bill. It's the Uniparty. And this is why we'll get into your campaign and why it's so important to support people like you, no matter where you are in America. It's about getting good people to DC, at least with where we are right now. But they just passed a bill that had all this stuff for the border, and that all of that was allocated to helping people transport from the border and helping finance the people that are coming in and their lives. It had nothing to do with protecting the border wall, border patrol. So they keep throwing money at the border and saying we're throwing money at the border, but it's not to protect this nation or the people that are coming across, which are being many of them, as you've pointed out many times. It's not humanitarian. They're coming here to be slaves. And the Biden regime is allocating more and more money to continue this pipeline.
Let me tell you where that money is going. It's going to the NGOs.
Right.
It's going to these non-governmental organizations, especially the one in Eagle Pass, Border Hope. Let me tell you, this guy not only owns the NGO, owns the local newspaper, and is very friends with the incumbent that I'm running against. And he's making millions, because when this is I want people to understand this. When the alien gets processed at the facility, they get Border Patrol's done with them. But Border Patrol doesn't want to release them to the street because of the optics. So what do? They bus them to the NGO. Now, the alien doesn't know. They don't tell them, you're no longer in custody. You could go wherever you want. But they don't tell them that. They put them on a bus. They go to the NGO. And they think, the illegal aliens think, this is part of the process. And you have them all going into the NGO. And the NGO is extorting them $50 a head for transportation. Think about that. You might think, well, $50 is not that much. $50 times almost 10,000 a day?
Oh, God.
You do the math. And right now, that was last month. Now they reduced to about 1,000 to 2,000 a day. By the way, the alien could leave. They're free to leave. They've already been processed. But they think they're under this custody, they have to go through the NGO. The NGO extorts them for another money. Then they get their guess who owns the transportation company? The NGO. Well, the NGO transports them and puts them on buses, has contract with these bus companies. Sometimes they have their own buses they bought because they realize, I'll make more money, I'll buy the buses. And here they go to their final destination. This is lucrative business off of your and I taxpayer money, and it's 100% illegal.
Yeah.
I would arrest you for that as an agent for the transportation of alien smuggling and people that are
trafficking.
Trafficking. This is crazy.
Yeah. You know, that's so crazy that you say that, because about 6-7 years ago, I really dug into a program in New York City called Thrive New York City. $800 million went missing. It all went to NGOs, which I personally think NGOs should not exist. If they would like to raise money on their own, fine, but it shouldn't be our money. And they should all be transparent. I think that they should be gone. But, you know, right now we are where we are. But what I found in that, when I was investigating that, was that homelessness and mental illness was a giant industry for the NGOs, and that not solving homelessness kept the money going, which I believe what you're saying is also happening at the border. Not solving the border crisis is making billions of dollars for the illegal immigration industrial complex that we have down there. And that this is, there is a large percentage of what's going on down there that is straight up business. And the people on both sides, the people of the United States of America and the citizens, but also these people being transported in, are basically, you know, commodities.
They don't care, Mel. And I'm, thank you for bringing that up, because that is a big issue. They don't want to solve it because they're making money off of it. Right. And thank you for the mental health and the homeless problem. Let me tell you, a lot of these illegals are worse off here in the U.S. than they were in their country. A lot of them, a lot of people, you know, they sell the Venezuelans, for example. Oh, I'm coming from Venezuela. Are you actually coming from Venezuela? I asked them. That's the first question I asked them. Yeah, I know you're a Venezuelan, but where did you actually live? Well, I'm coming from Nicaragua, Peru, Colombia, and I've been there 4 or 5 years. They even have children there. They were granted asylum there. They had their jobs, and nobody was victimizing them. They were okay. Well, they sold everything because the border is open. Well, now they're homeless on the streets of Chicago, homeless in New York, no shelter, no food, no education. Guess what? Now the burden has been placed back on us. Now we have to take care of them when this is the big problem here. And then the homelessness mixed in with the mental health issues is huge. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tackle this in Congress, especially the mental health problem.
Yeah.
We have, aside from them committing all these crimes and the shootings, and these people should not be on the streets, Mel. And I want to use all these facilities, by the way, that are on the border that you and I already paid for.
Yes.
You know what? That we already built them. I want to keep them. But I want to keep them for our veterans.
Yes.
And for our homeless and our mentally ill people, that they need treatment. I want to help them.
Yeah.
I don't want to hurt them, but we're not going to ask them. We're going to pick them up, put them in these facilities, and help them reintegrate them back into society. We will help the San Antonio, Texas, where I'm running out of, the downtown. I stood over this guy. I thought he was dead.
I've done it too, frozen. In New York. I've had the same experience in New York, being like, is this person dead? And he called cops. 7 cops show up. They don't do anything, really. They can't really approach them in New York, at least. And what you're talking about is so important, because they're normalizing mental illness in America on many levels, certainly through our school system and a lot of these other programs. But what you're saying is they have solutions. You have solutions. You will bring those solutions to D.C. The truth is there is plenty of money, as we know. They're sending money overseas. There's plenty of money to end homelessness, to get people that need treatment, be it for drugs or real serious mental illness, into treatment, long and short term. There's plenty of facilities, empty places all over. And they're not, they also have really infiltrated the other side of it, which are the treatment professionals, the doctors, all of them. They've turned them all woke. So that, you know, it's a problem that's so deep. And I know it really matters to you, because we've also in the past talked about the demoralization and dehumanization of ICE agents, of Border Patrol agents, of the high number of suicides that people talk about, of those agents, and also taking away their purpose. They didn't sign up to be making sandwiches and transporting people. They signed up to protect the border, and what it's doing to them mentally, I think, is left out of this too.
Thank you. Thank you for mentioning that, because I talked to them. Yeah, demoralized is the word. You could see it. This whole thing with the cutting of the wire, remember? I saw them cut the wire.
Right.
It's not the agent. The agent doesn't want to do it. He's been forced by Alejandro Mayorkas, the Secretary of Homeland Security, and the Biden administration, and they've been instructed and ordered, you better cut that wire. We have the state of Texas had to sue the federal government. This is how crazy world we live in. We're having to sue our own government to protect us, because the Biden administration apparently they're on the side of the cartels and illegal immigration, because they want the people to come in. Well, we had a court order just while I was there in Eagle Pass. The court order came, and you could tell it immediately changed the demeanor. A federal judge said, you cannot cut the wire anymore. Guess what happened, Mel? They brought a trailer, what do they call it? This is a big machinery.
Cargo? Yeah.
Underneath the wire, lift it, and the aliens come into the bottom. Then they went to another area. There's a bunch of, actually, three rows of razor wire, by the way. They found a spot, and I shot videos of it.
Right.
They put all the blank, and they just crushed it. And now they're walking over the wire since they can't cut anymore. This is
it's crazy.
You're perplexed by, I'm telling you, when you stand there and you see this, by the way, Border Patrol is present. The National Guard is present. The police department is present. DPS is present, Texas DPS. And I'm like, we're all observers. I'm present. We're all watching this happen. But no one is doing any enforcement of it, Mel. That's what I'm going to change. Is we're going to go back to law and order. We're going to go back. And by the way, it's going to change. And this is my optimistic view of 2024. We are going to change. We're all going to take back the White House. And you're going to see a dramatic change, especially if you have me down there. Because if you keep this incumbent there, you're going to be fighting with our own Republican, he says he is, and blocking border security bills. Why? I don't know why he wants illegal immigration to continue. I don't know what his relationship is with these NGOs, but he loves it. And he's the one that blocked and killed the biggest border security bill that was going to be presented this summer. That tells you a lot. Plus, he voted against gun restrictions for you and me and in favor of red flag laws. He voted for January 6th committee. He's out of control. He's a Democrat with an R in front of his name. Terrible. And people are fed up with that. People are woken up and say, listen, we're not going to tolerate this when these people coming over and telling us one thing to our face and our eyes. And lying to us when they go and do the opposite in Washington, D.C. You know, Mel, I'm going to bring integrity back here. Yep. And I'm going to give the power back to the people. It belongs with the people.
Yep.
I don't want the power. I want to be the voice and the extension of the community and say, this is what the people want down there. And by the way, we're treating this like a national race because implications, like you said earlier, it touches everybody. People in New York and Florida, they're supporting me and saying, please do something down there, Victor, because we need to see the positive effects in our communities all over the country.
Yeah, for 2024, people have to stop thinking in terms of their state. They have to start thinking about getting as many people in D.C. as possible. And again, we'll talk in a minute about what I feel. I talk a lot about WinRed and how people should donate directly to the candidate, go to their personal website, vet them directly, because what you're talking about with these, they're not rhinos. My friend Noor bin Laden calls them inos, American in name only, because what is really going on that you and I both know is that this is a globalist takeover of America. There is a bunch of globalist billionaire oligarchs. We know most of their names. You saw their names all through the pandemic. You see their names all the time. You got the Soroses and the Gates and the Finks and all these people. They're, in my opinion, from what I can see, they are already post-America. They when Obama signed that Agenda 2030 agreement in 2015, if you really do trace it like I do, especially the money, you and their 17 development goals, and you really go through this and you look at it and you see, oh, wait a minute. This is a globalist agenda. This is a ending the nation state, ending the border. And then when we're talking about the border and you look at who's in there, the Obama, I call them the O'Biden regime. It's Obama's third term. Mm-hmm. But the very dangerous people that are there have a lot to do with what's happening at the border. And people aren't looking at them because there's something called that you and I know about. And I want the audience to look it up. The Trilateral Commission. The Trilateral Commission does not believe in borders. Okay, at all. And so I remember, and I wonder your thoughts on this, there was the president of Mexico said that he had just met with Anthony Blinken, a trilateral, as is Susan Rice, as is Samantha Power. A lot of the people that are in there now that were with Obama, left during Trump, came right back in. You and I both know they never stopped their agenda. Mm-hmm. The president of Mexico says that he met with Blinken and that they were discussing this treaty of North America, where there would be no borders, and that this was actually Anthony Blinken telling him this in the very beginning. I think even before the inauguration, they were meeting and talking about this. And he comes out and says it like it's a done deal. It's not a big deal. And I think people don't understand the Mexico side of this and what Mexico has been promised by the O'Biden regime and the UN. but also what is going on with that side of it? Because people, you know, when you were in there and advising, and I know you work with Tom Homan and the other people under Trump, it was a stay in Mexico. It was, they had the border, like, the Mexicans were having to do their part. This got totally taken down. So you were on the side of Mexico. What is going on with this idea? Does Mexico have some kind of assurance by the United States that the border will no longer exist if they keep going down this path?
What you're referring to is the Global Compact of Immigration, of migration, they call it. And they wanted a trade, to kind of set it up like the EU, where you just travel through countries like Mexico, United States, and Canada, like no passport. You know, I lived in Europe, and yeah, you're in Spain and you're driving into France, and that's it. There's no port of entry. This is, you know, people ask me all this time, why? Because they're doing it through the movement of people. They're changing the fabric of our country. And you'll see it in a lot of neighborhoods already in the United States. The fundamental change of these people, I say about 12 to 15 million people have come in under the Biden administration. Now, think about that number. That's a lot of people, Mel. That changes the dynamics of a lot of communities. And not all states and cities are as huge as New York. Most of other communities in the United States are small counties and cities. And that's a huge impact on these communities. Why? Because these people don't want to assimilate to the U.S. They don't want to be Americans. They're not like my parents that came here legally, assimilated to the country, worked, were not a public charge. They worked hard, God, family, country. They became naturalized U.S. citizens because they assimilated. They wanted to be Americans. These people don't want to be. They're bringing their flag from their country and planting it here. And they don't want, and a lot of it is communism. I mean, think about Venezuela. The intel that I get is a lot of Venezuelans are infiltrating us through this communist ideology. They're Hugo Chavez sympathizers. I mean, and Cuba, all these other countries that are communist, China, are infiltrating us to the southern border, which brings me to Mexico. What is Mexico doing aside from nothing? Well, first of all, they're helping in the movement of the people through their country. By the way, they're illegally present in Mexico. You would think Mexico has a right to have very strict immigration laws. They could deport everybody, but they don't. They allow them to come into our country because they're helping destroy us. No one has held them accountable other than Trump back then with the Remain in Mexico policy and other policies that I think we need to not only go back to those, but actually even increase those. And I'm talking about sanctions. I'm talking about, first of all, I saw a great list the other day of the amount of money, Mel, that we send. I'm pulling it up here on my phone. The amount of money that we send to these countries. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to read them out to you right here.
Great.
Afghanistan, I think this is, I don't even know, this is $1,866,000,000. Albania, $52 million. And it goes all the way down, including Mexico, Central America, Cambodia, France. Oh, my God. Ghana, Ethiopia, $2 billion. This is the amount of money that we're sending. How do you stop that? Mexico, $172 million.
Yeah. And it's coming through.
I worked under the Merida Initiative in Mexico, $1.3 billion. And I saw our money build their police force, their federal police force. What did it get us? Nothing. It got us more cartels, more fentanyl poisoning deaths, more human trafficking, more terrorists.
Right.
National security. All of a sudden, we care because of what's happened in Israel? Hello, I interviewed these people, Mel, in these facilities in Mexico from Bangladesh, Iran, Syria, Yemen, Somalia. I'm like, what in the world? What are these people doing here?
Right.
All they wanted to was to get to the U.S., but not, they weren't migrants. Economic migrants. These people came with a different agenda. And if you think that they're not here, you're naive. It's time for you to wake up because they're here. They've been here in the United States. Whether they're lone wolf, whether they're soft cells, whatever they are, they're here. And all that's happened now, it's been emboldened by what's happening with Hamas and Hezbollah and Iran. And guess what? We better wake up because the last thing I want to see is an attack on our country.
Hey guys, thank you for watching the show. I just want to remind you yet again that we really need to be very cautious of what is going on with the economy, both here and internationally. Most of us know that the BRICS nations are looking for a gold-backed currency to dethrone the dollar being the world reserve currency. They have an event coming up on August 22nd. The BRICS nations are all going. There are also 13 other nations that would like to join the BRICS nations. And this is not something to not pay attention to. We have to make sure that you protect your savings. And that is why I have chosen Beverly Hills Precious Metals. That is where I have gotten my gold and silver. I leave it in a depository. I know it's there. I've replaced it with my savings. I've put there to make sure that I weather the storm no matter what, be it the central bank digital currency, the BRICS nations, the dollar goes into collapse, whatever may happen. I know 401k, IRA, backed by gold, as well as having my savings, at least an amount of my savings in gold, in the depository or sent to you at home, is the best way to make sure you maintain peace of mind and make sure that your savings and everything that you've earned is safe no matter what comes. We will get through this. All is not lost. America will return to greatness as it always has been. But between now and then, we have to be very smart and very cognizant of what's going on. So please go to Mel K Gold, or go to the MelKShow.com partners page and go to Beverly Hills Precious Metals. And my friend Andrew will take care of you. He's got a great team. Gold is the way to go right now. And I know that no matter what, I'm safe. So please do that for yourselves. We really care about you here. You're more like family and friends. And I hear from all of you a lot. So I just want to make sure that you guys are doing something proactive to be prepared. All will be well, but take care of yourself now. Being prepared is always a good thing.
And, you know, that goes along with what you were saying about the homelessness and the mentally ill and all of that stuff. And now a lot of these people are ending up homeless. Once you're homeless, if you have drug problems, whatever, it gets way worse. But what is going on? You're talking about the money going out. A lot of it's coming from USAID, USAID. It's kind of a dark fund, which I call her the interventionist in chief, Samantha Power, is running right now. And they're putting money all over the place, along with the UN, which is largely our money, too. And they're putting it into Guatemala and to all these countries in South America, Venezuela, all of them. And yet the quality of life in those places never improves. So what we're dealing, and then they call it, we're helping developing nations. Well, none of these nations have developed at all with the billions of dollars you're talking about. In fact, people are fleeing them, claiming that they're economic migrants. And it's like, well, where's the billions of dollars going? And this is what we're talking about, is that it's a business. And it's a sick business that uses people as commodities and children as commodities. And so I think the big question, and I know you work tirelessly and you're working a lot with Tom Homan and other people out there to come up with a solution for when Trump does reemerge. And that this has to happen before the election, a lot of this work, which I know you're already working on a strategic plan. Now, most people say, well, what are we going to do about it? Can we really do something internally? I mean, I know they've got it, ICE and other groups. Is there a way that we can, is there a plan that we can do to not only deport a lot of these people, but also, hold accountable the people that are behind this and the nations that are obviously behind this?
Absolutely. Let me tell you, the deportation plan is an important one. We have, I think, 30 plus million illegals in this country. So I'm a logical and realistic person. You're not going to go get 30 million people. But let me tell you, what you're going to go do is we're going to send a signal to the rest of the world that all of a sudden we will start enforcing our laws. And first of all, the 15 million that just came over the last 3 years, we go after them.
Right.
People ask you, how are you going to find them? We're the police. We're going to find them. Believe me, we will find them. We will deport them. And you also have to go after one of the groups that I'm going to really emphasize is the overstays. There are more visa overstays in our country than the illegals that are here combined.
Wow.
And these people that came with a visa, well, I came in over in an airplane with a visa. I don't care. You're still illegal. But we're going to start picking you up too. And guess what? They're going to start looking over their shoulder. And you better look over your shoulder because you are illegally present in our country. There's a legal way to come here. Right. I want people to come here legally. You got to be vetted. You got to go through the process, but not illegally. We're going to start deporting overstays. guess what's going to happen? This is what I predict. You start taking out 800,000, a million overstays in this country, and all of a sudden you're going to see self-deportation
right. start That's happening. What I think too.
People right. are going to say, hey, wait a minute. I better just leave now because they're going to come after it. Yes, you better leave because we will come at you. That part will take a little bit of time. The border part is easy. Tom Homan and President Trump and all the other team that I'm associated with, you're gonna see a flip of a switch.
I know.
I'm talking about overnight. It's all of a sudden our border agents are going to be emboldened.
Right.
And they're going to be back on the line arresting people. But you need to also have in mind, and people kind of almost never associate this, the Department of Justice. The reason why that even if our border agent would say, I'm going to arrest this person for illegal entry or alien smuggling, well, the prosecutor denies the prosecution. Why? Because they're the same people from the Biden administration that have been instructed to do so. They kill the process there. We're going to change those people in the Department of Justice too, and FBI and many others, by the way, that are America first.
Yeah.
That, I mean, public safety and national security is what we all want. I really don't care what party you're from. If you're not, you know, Tom Holman and I and the others with Border 911 were at the Lost Voices of Fentanyl, Derek Maltz.
Right.
And we spoke there. And, you know, my bias, you know, I'm a real person. I got there. I thought this is going to be a group of a bunch of conservatives. Right. Well, guess what?
Yeah.
Both a bunch of them were Democrats. Their kid was killed by an overdose or a poisoning of fentanyl. And it really shocked me and realized fentanyl doesn't care what political affiliation. It's going to kill you. They were there demanding of their government for help. And I'm thinking, yes, if we can't get behind the fentanyl, the child trafficking, well, you know, as a subject matter expert in human trafficking,
yeah,
that's a big deal. We've lost almost 100,000 kids, Mel. Lost. HHS gave them to somebody. And we have no idea who they gave them to.
That's a low estimate because some of these kids
385,000 unaccompanied, but 100,000 lost. Like, we don't even know who. And you talk about the airports. Oh, San Antonio Airport right now is, I mean, you go to one of the gates there and it's just illegals.
It's crazy.
A lot of them are kids with this man who the heck, I don't know, is an NGO escorting this child, escorting them and dropping them off to God knows who. And this is child trafficking happening in front of our faces, in front of the airlines are complicit, TSA.
Yeah.
We're going to change all that, believe me, because we know how to do it. And you're going to see a big, big surge of enforcement, which is going to send a signal that you better no longer come. The reason why they're coming is they know they could get in.
Right.
Wire or no wire or judge or no judge, they know they're going to be allowed in. And that's why they're coming. Once they know that changes, and by the way, I will predict this, you're going to see a huge surge because we're going to win in November and they're going to come over. Because they act on every single word and everything that's happening here politically, every word that Biden says and Mayorka says, they're acting on it. Well, they're going to find out that we're going to win this election and they're going to try to get in before we shut it down.
Yeah. And what we have to remember is that right now, left and right, Republican, Democrat is a total farce. It's uniparty. They have all been captured, in my opinion. It started on the local level way before any of us were paying attention, the national level, all the way to the top. And that's also really important because I know one thing that you guys do and can do is follow the money. And you cut off that money supply, it'll change real fast. And a lot of these people should realize that are going to be deported, that they should be looking at the money in their own country and asking why their own country is still the way it is and why they live like that there and where the money is in their own country. Because, you know, Victor, we've talked about this before, but the globalists that are there, I believe, are running this operation, you know, and we have our own globalist oligarchy in America that has way too much power and has to be broken up, and I believe will be. But one thing that is going on is that what they are doing at the same time is they use propaganda, they use the news media, they use all of these to just every time that there's a big surge at the border or something really happening at the border, then they'll indict Trump again or they'll do this over here. And it's a lot of distraction. But the good news and bad news is that it's getting too much. It's no longer able to be ignored, as you predicted 3 years ago. And I do think that there's a chance right now to stop the left and right, Republican and Democrat, and really go for American. And the way that they fight that with propaganda especially the globalists that are aligned with the UN and the WEF and all these people, is they call it isolationism. They say, make America great again, or protecting our borders, or all of that is about isolationism and nationalism. And if you read, if you go even on any of their websites, but certainly the WEF or IMF or any of the people that are facilitating this entire globalist, like technocratic totalitarian dream of the agenda 2030, you're going to see that they say nationalism is bad, and you know, loving your country is bad, and you're an isolationist, and you're all of this, and it's just total propaganda BS. And they talk,
we're the bad guys,
right? Like they have the moral ground. When you guys, what you were doing, and you were doing this before, and you're going to be doing it again, but making America great again is about reinvesting in America, in the people, in education, in the border, in the infrastructure. It's all connected. And yet you guys that have been on the front lines pushing this, they point at you and say, well, those guys, they don't want to help America. And it's exactly the opposite.
It's the opposite. And I'm not ashamed of being America first. I'm not ashamed of being a conservative American. And this is the message that I have to the people. By the way, I'm going to represent everyone. I want the decision that I want to make is going to be beneficial to everyone. It's not just one side or the other. By the way, you mentioned the Uniparty. Man, the incumbent that I'm running against is the epitome of that example, because this is the worst when you have an R in front of your name and then all you do is vote with the left. And like you said, people are not tolerating this anymore. And it's the money, Mel. Not only do we cut off that money, that aid, second of all, what I want to do is I want to penalize these countries that we do trade with and say, okay, we trade in bananas with you and avocados or furniture, whatever it is we bring from your country. And I'm going to penalize you $250,000 for each illegal alien that you have in this country from your country that you allowed to come over, because obviously you're not taking care of them. We need to switch the burden back on them. Why is the burden being placed on the United States for whatever reason? I know we're the best country in the world, but we have laws and we have this thing called sovereignty.
Right.
And it's been ignored. It's been, oh my God, it's been disrespected, to say the least. And so, you know what? Let's use the power of the purse. I hate that term, but the money, and say, all right, 250. So whatever whatever billions of dollars we do in trade with you, let's deduct $250,000 here. That doesn't get your attention, because you know it's because of the power and the money. And you mentioned the UN. Oh my goodness, the UN down at the Darien Gap.
I was going to bring it up, the Darien Gap.
Oh, it's out of, they're handing out the condoms, the female condoms, the morning after pill. By the way, down in the border in Eagle Pass, you see all the medication and the IDs that they dump.
Right.
You see it on the floor, the contraceptive pills and everything, because these women and young children are getting raped. It's when and how many times. At least you will avoid pregnancy. And the men get raped too. They get extorted. They get beat up. And I was just asking them in Eagle Pass, what was some of them gained through the Darien Gap? And I said, what was the worst journey? Because the Darien Gap is horrible, right? They get victimized by the tribes, by the cartel, by the military, by all these people. That or Mexico? Guess what? 100% of them said Mexico. It wasn't even the Darien Gap. The worst part of their journey was Mexico. And not just the cartels. Guess who? The corrupt Mexican officials,
right,
that extorted them, robbed them, beat them up, raped them. Mexico. Think about that for a second. So I say this, and I know, Tom, we talk about this all the time. If you secure the border, you actually save them too.
I know.
Not only are you protecting the United States citizen, guess what? You would actually keep these people from being victimized themselves and drowning in the river and getting raped and cooking in the sun in the summer and hanging themselves from trees. Death. 1,800 deaths, Mel. On the U.S. side, 1,800 deaths. And so you want to be a humanitarian? You want to be a compassionate person? Secure the border and you actually will be.
Right. And then the other thing that you're talking about, so the Darien Gap is really scary. You know, we both know, but Michael Yon and Ann, yes, and Amanda Steele and all these people have gone down there themselves and sent back information and pictures. There's other great people down there as well. The scary thing, and what you're saying too, people should keep note, the amount of, like you're talking about, the drugs and everything that are on the ground, the condoms, all that, that's all going into the water, by the way, the water supply. So all
these environmentalists, right?
I know,
the amounts of trash. The trash, Mel, it is the clothing, the backpacks, the toothpaste, the trash is incredible down there. Where are the environmentalists that love our land?
I know.
The left, that
the climate,
are, the
climate,
nowhere to be seen.
The climate protectors. When I saw pictures of how much garbage, and a lot of them, like you're talking about, they discard it before they get here. So it's going right into the water supply of everywhere. Nothing's happening. And that's really scary. Now, the Darien Gap. Now, what's crazy, and you know, you're also very astute at history, is that we built the Panama Canal.
Yes.
Well, right now, China runs the Panama Canal.
Yes.
And a lot of people do not realize that where you're talking about in Panama has been overrun by China, but so has Belize, and this is China and the UN. So anyone that thinks that they're not working together do not understand the full picture here. But there is a real situation down there. And this has, I think, to do with the Belt and Road Initiative as well, which people should be paying attention to in big time. But what is China's influence in all of this? Because people do not know, Mel, and it is not reported.
Mel, thank you for bringing that up. Yes, and history matters. And I've been there. I've been there in Panama. I've been to the Panama Canal. Remember, not only was the Panama Canal created for trade, obviously to avoid going around, but it was also a protection of what we allowed to come into a country by China taking over. It's communism. They are going to infiltrate communism through there, through the people, through their ideology, through terrorists, through financing the fentanyl, whatever it is that they're trying to use it, and they are, to destroy us, the Panama Canal. When you control the canal, you're controlling the access to the world.
Right.
The access, not only on the supply chain of the stuff that we order on Amazon or whatever that you order, and it's on a container, shipping container, forget that, because they love to commingle the illicit trade with the legal trade. And this is I met with a rancher down in Eagle Pass, and we talked about the commerce and how important, there's a lot of commerce. I mean, we have trade with Mexico, and I understand it. A lot of communities on both sides of the border benefit from that. And that's okay. That's okay to have that. But you cannot, you know, ignore the illicit part of it just because you want the legal part of it. And the Panama Canal is the factor. They're bringing in everything in between. When you control the canal, I'm telling you, you're controlling not only the bad stuff that's coming, you're bringing in the ideology, the communism that other countries like Venezuela, Iran, Cuba, let me tell you, are taking advantage of joining Chinese forces to say, help us infiltrate us and change the United States, and eventually want to take over.
Yeah, and it's a real, real problem. And I know you've been working on it. I want to get into how people can support you directly. Again, please, everyone that's watching me, you support the candidate directly. And if there's an R next to their name, that's not enough. You got to go look at if they are incumbents. You got to go look at what they voted for. You got to be an active participant as a citizen of the United States. I keep saying, Victor, that you know, Trump would say a lot. It's probably getting sick of this, but Trump would say a lot that they weren't after him. They were after us, and he was in the way.
Right.
Well, I believe that they're not after America. They're after the world, and America is in the way. And every God-loving, you know, person that loves humanity and feels like they have a purpose on this planet right now should realize the position that the American citizen is in as a soldier for humanity right now and defending the world. This is if freedom dies in America, and 2024 comes and they get what they want, you know, our Constitution and Bill of Rights is in serious, serious jeopardy. So we really do have to pay attention to our position for the rest of the world, not just for our nation right now. And I think that's really important that people understand. The last thing before we do get into you, your race, how you can be supported, you are very, very important piece. People have to understand Victor Avila has been doing this a long time, but he's at the very top of the spear in saving this country. And him getting into D.C. is crucial for 2024, all the way up to Donald Trump himself. So I do want to get into that. The last thing I want to talk about is lawfare and what is going on with lawfare in this, because it is disgusting. And they are showing us with what they're doing to Donald Trump and all these lawyers and all of that, how ugly and sick and twisted this faux Democrat party, which is really a communist takeover by these globalists to control us all. They are giving these illegals lawyers, and these lawyers are advising them that basically what I've been told by a couple people that have come to me is how to not only work the system, but also to suggest to anyone that does come up to them, law enforcement, Border Patrol, you know, the people, good guys that are trying to help, that they will turn this around and use and threaten them. And that these lawyers that work for the NGOs and the UN and Soros and them are telling them how to work our legal system in their favor, all the way down to telling them to say, I'll just say that you tried to rape me, or I'll just say that you did this, because that is happening in New York City for sure. At that Roosevelt Hotel where this is happening, we had to leave New York for good 2.5 months ago because it just got so insane, and people that are still there, but they all are getting lawyers. Somebody is paying for these people to all have lawyers. And a lot of these people, I know for sure in New York, because I have evidence of it, they're getting court dates in 2026. So there is a DOJ legal component to this that is very, very dangerous. And I believe that we're paying for it.
Absolutely. And I'd love to address this, the weaponization, right, of these people. And yes, I've heard about the lawyers. They're all getting lawyers and they're manipulating. And one of the things that you're talking about here is what to say as far as these asylum claims. And I'm going to give you the perfect example. Just last 3 days ago, they're coming over the wire, and I asked them, where are you coming from? And this was actually a Mexican national, which is kind of rare. You don't see, a lot of people don't know that a lot of Mexican nationals have been allowed in through the port of entry, through the CBP one app. This one comes through the river, and I tell them, why are you coming? I'm giving them the opportunity, like, tell me I'm here seeking asylum. I'm here, right? No. I said, why are you coming, and why are you coming through the river, and why? Well, there's a lot of crime and we fear the cartels. I said, are you being persecuted by the government of Mexico for your religious beliefs, for your political affiliation? He says, absolutely not. He's being honest. Yeah. Absolutely not. The cartels and I'm sorry. We have a cartels here.
Right.
Go to Chicago. Look exactly. at the shootings in Maryland and St. Louis and all over Denver and California. That is not a claim for asylum. But what these lawyers are doing, by the time they get to them, they coach them, right. They call it credible fear, and you're going to change that story. And by the time you get to the date, by the way, you know, I hear dates of 2035. Well, you know what's going to happen? Wait, by this 2035? Is so,
yeah.
And this you know, these people are going to have kids. They're going to be, the dynamics change. And so that's why enforcement is so important. But who's paying for it?
Right.
Our money is paying for these lawyers. And these lawyers are making a lot of money. A lot of lawyers are infiltrated with the NGOs, by the way. And the NGO gets the money that gives it to the lawyer. And so they hide that money. That's why it's very important to follow the money. But yes, these people, I have never, and I'll tell you this, I have never heard the word asylum. Every time I go to the border, no one says, I'm here seeking asylum. And by the way, there's people from Italy, China. They never mentioned, oh, I'm just here because the border's open, like, because I know because they're going to let me in. No. We have this laws and these criteria that we established ourselves for our own protection, but they're being completely ignored. Yeah. And it's money that surrounds it.
Yeah. And the government, people should go look at the Mayorkas, the HHS resettlement pages on the HHS website to see exactly what is going on there and how these people do get lawyers, because they've also redefined what asylum is, what a refugee is. I mean, in the last 2 years, this is so crazy. So you are running again, thank God. They do not want you to run, folks, because he will actually go there and end the status quo BS. And he is already working with a team that will be, I believe, winning in 2024. So we need you to understand that Victor Avila, though he's running in his district, he is actually running for all of us and his work. He has been all over this country. He's not just, you know, campaigning. He's going around speaking to law enforcement, to sheriffs, to everyone that he can nonstop. He also has a family and a wife. And you know, this is somebody who's the whole family is sacrificing to help this country every day. Basically, I see you somewhere else. So let's talk about where you're running. I know you're what you're doing because you're already working with the Trump administration to make sure we hit the ground running. So
I tell people, you want somebody in 24 that's going to be part of the team and help with all these solutions, or do you want to keep the incumbent? His name is Tony Gonzalez, who will be against this. And you have to make that decision. I want people to vet me. Go to Victor Avila for Congress, F-O-R, VictorAvilaForCongress.com. Read on me. Do your research. Please vet me. You'll see that with me, you're going to get a warrior. And with me, Mel, you know this, I lost my fear in 2011 after that shooting. I'm not afraid of these politicians. What are they going to tell me? No, I'm telling you what, I will be a warrior for you in Washington, because a lot of the decisions, like Mel said, it's not just District 23 in Texas that I'm running between San Antonio and El Paso, which, by the way, happens to be ground zero of the border. But it's national implications that this has. And the decisions that a lot of Congress people make implicate decisions for the entire country. Voting on omnibus bills, voting, all this craziness, that's going to end with me. You're going to get your voice in Washington, D.C. to finally put Americans first, to finally make the hard right decisions instead of the easy wrong ones that these people make all the time, right? Because they have no backbone. And I'm talking about the Republican Party here.
I know it.
And yes, I am a proud Republican. I am a conservative, and that's the party I'm running. But there are some good people like me out there, believe me, right, in D.C. They need more like me. We need to fill those numbers. We need to push those numbers up and help make the true recognition of representation, where actually the representative is actually following the word of the people. And so that's what you're going to get with me. Go to victoravilaforcongress.com. I do need your donations. This costs a lot of money. I've never applied for a job that I need to raise this type of money. But I do need your money, your donations from anywhere. And they have been coming from all over the country.
Good.
Are very much needed to help me. This is 834 plus miles of a district. It's huge. And I'll be all over the place in front of the people, telling them who I am, what I stand for, what I'm going to do. And I bring real solutions. You're going to get a true expert, but not just on border security. We talked about mental health, the economy, rural healthcare. And some of these people have no hospitals to go to in real rural parts of Texas. And the spending, you know, I'm big on that. That's going to end with me. You're not going to see me vote for a dime to Ukraine.
Yeah.
That type of person.
Something else you've been amazing on that people have ignored until now is land management. Like, I mean, you're an expert in land management. So
China buying our land in Texas and 140,000 acres in Laughlin Air Force Base next to Del Rio, which is my district.
I can't.
They're buying these ranches now from private ranchers,
right,
offering them five times what's worth of their ranch in cash. Guess who they are? It's the CCP.
I know.
Through all these shell companies are coming from Spain. And then you know what they want them? They say that they want to build these wind farms, the big propelled wind things. And they're destroying the land, destroying the economy, destroying the environment. And where's the left? They don't care, because they want to stop producing the oil and the gas that we're rich in Texas. So I am also going to bring back and help reduce all those regulations and stop those leases that the Biden administration restricted from Texas to going back to drilling and becoming energy independent. These people are nuts if they think that we're not going to function this country with oil and gas. People think that it's just the gas pump. It's not. It's the plastic in our phones. Everything that we're using, it comes through oil and gas. But they're okay with their Starbucks cup coffee, but not okay with gas-powered vehicles. You're not going to get that with me.
Yeah, your district,
we're going to go back to fundamentals.
Yeah, your district is so important. And also that land management side, because I talk a lot about this agenda, but people have to understand that whole climate agenda is communism, and it is a power grab, and it is money grab, and it is centralization, and it's not American, folks. It's not American. 2024. Please, everyone, go to Victor's website. He'll give it to you again. It's under me and him on the screen right now. We cannot in 2024 allow ourselves to be siloed by just our own district or our own state. We have to be very proactive with our money. We have our money, our time, and our votes, and dedicate them to true warriors that will turn this country around and close our borders, save our nation, reinvest in our country, and make America the best it has ever been. I believe that is on the horizon, because it has been so damaged that what we have to do is drastic measures. But Victor Avila is already out there working on those plans now, because we're going to hit the ground running, and he's going to be on the front lines. We have to make sure that Victor goes to DC. So wherever you are, please go to his website right now. Donate some money. If you can donate time, you know, if you are in his district down there, you know, they can use people to knock on doors with signs, with phone calls. Do that in your area. put out wherever you have influence, put out, you know, please check out Victor Avila. We really need him in D.C. He is the expert on what can save this country. And that is closing that border and doing it right and doing it fast. And he's working day and night to make sure that that happens now. But let me tell you something. When he gets into office, it's going to be a flip of a switch, as he said. So, Victor, one more time, where they can find you. Please donate directly to his website. Everyone knows how I feel about WinRed. They should not be picking winners and losers to keep the status quo. If you want to know why there's so many rhinos, it's because the money that you're donating is not going to the candidates that you want. They are allocating it themselves after the fact. So, Victor, tell them where to go. Please go to his website right now. Check him out. Share it with all your friends. Doesn't matter what state. Victor is key to what's going on at the border and fixing it. Go ahead.
VictorAvilaForCongress.com. And if you feel that you don't want to go through that process, you could even send in a check. We have the.
It's great.
I have my address in San Antonio, Texas. And send your check and it'll get to my P.O. box. And that really goes directly. I personally deposit those checks. And so you'll know that that money is coming directly to me and my team to help us get all this digital media and all the good stuff that we have to do to get the word out and the messaging. And part of that messaging is to be informed as to why I'm primarying this guy. Remember, that's why we have primaries in this country, to get rid of traitors like him and betrayers like him that do say one thing and do another. Help me get there, and I will do and work as hard as I can. I'll tell you really quick what I'm going to do. First thing I'm going to do, and we're talking about the border and all that, I am not going to allow illegal aliens to get on commercial airplanes. Day one, I'm going to present a bill. That's enough. I mean, 9/11, all these issues. You will not get on an airplane in this United States of America if you don't have an ID like you and I do.
Right.
I have the Border Patrol paperwork. I don't care. That's not an ID. You're not going to get on a commercial airplane, and we're going to stop the transportation of the illegals, at least in that section.
Yeah, and that's key. A lot of it's key, but I know that you have many, many plans. So please, everyone, don't only share the show with your friends all over the country so that they actually know. No one knows more than Victor what's going on at the border right now. Literally no one in America except for him and his team are really at the very top, and they have all the information to really save this country. And that is key. The border is first and foremost. Thank you so much, Victor. God bless you. God bless your family. I know your wife and your children and everyone is all in. And thank them so much for all of us. And I will see you again. Thank you.
I appreciate you, Mel. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Oh, I hope you're enjoying the show. I was just talking on my new Patriot Mobile service. I have to tell you, I'm so excited. They are incredible. They are America first. They align with my values. And you know what? It's unlimited minutes, unlimited text, Wi-Fi calling, unlimited data, high speed, everything that you could use, just like everyone else. We have our time, we have our vote, and we have our money. And the great thing about Patriot Mobile is your service will be exactly the same. Difference with Patriot Mobile is they are an America First company. And what they do is they reinvest their money into causes that matter to me and matter to you and matter to this nation. At Patriot Mobile, those causes are the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, the Constitution, and our children's future. So please go to themelkayshow.com. Patriot Mobile is a partner of ours. Please use the code MELK. What I can tell you too is that they are supporting me and they are supporting creators because they believe in the First Amendment. They believe that censorship is wrong and they are going to put their money where their mouth is. Do what you can for the creators out there that are doing what I'm doing. Please go to Patriot Mobile, MELK Show. All I can say is thank you so much, guys. Supporting my partners supports me, and Patriot Mobile is absolutely awesome. I checked them out. We're switching to Patriot Mobile, and we hope you do too. Thank you so much. The narrative is falling apart, but as it does, there's so much of this fraudulent disinformation, misinformation, censorship coming from the globalists. And what we need to do is be focused on the facts, cut through everything, be discerning, and get it first and foremost out there to everyone. It is important that you know what is going on. Censorship is getting nuts. You guys know it. There's accounts all over the place that are fake, that are not me. I know you guys send me emails and I really appreciate it. And you report it, and it's on Telegram and Instagram and Twitter, and they're not me. So I'm super excited to announce We the People with Mel K. Be the first to join. It's a VIP community, just you and me behind a paywall, no trolls, no nothing. We get to know each other. I will give you the facts first. I break a lot of stories a long time before other people. We can talk about past, present, future, history, what we're doing now, solutions for going forward, what 2024 is going to look like. I'm going to do breaking news, do a lot of deep dives. I'm going to bring that information to you guys first in a live Q&A every week. So please click the link below and join me over there. We are going to create a community that is censorship proof. It's cancel proof. It's truth. It's transparency. It's on the road to God, country, justice, everything that we want in one place. This is the most incredible, amazing time to be alive. As hard as it seems and as difficult as the battle has been for you guys and definitely for me, all I know is that we all are part of the solution. We are all involved and invested, and you guys have the passion that I have. So let's join together on live Q&As once a week with me, Mel Kay, we the people of the United States, taking back this nation. This is so exciting, guys. I've been dying to do this, and we finally got the technology right. So please join me. Click the link below. Can't wait to get started.